This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government approves list of more than 271,000 poor families in 15 districts. President Ramchandra Pauril urges Japanese investors to invest in Nepal. Transitional justice-related bill reaches concluding phase. And leader Nicolas Maduro declared winner Venezuela's disputed president's election. Now the news in detail. The government has approved the final list of more than 271,000 poor families in 15 districts. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet held on the 25th of July today, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung informed that the government approved the list of 271,640 poor families in 15 districts. The government has identified and listed the poor families of Okaldunga, Kanchanpur, Gulmi, Dolakha, Dhanusa, Nuwakot, Bara, Persa, Boitadi, Monang, Mustang, Rupandehi, Sarlai, Saptari and Sindhupalchuk districts according to the Poor Family Identification and Identity Card Distribution Guideline 2018. Minister Gurung also shared that the government decided to accept concessional loan of 13.33 billion rupees to be received from the World Bank for the Provincial and Local Road Improvement Program under the first phase. A delegation led by Japanese parliamentarian Takebe Arata called on President Ramchandra Pauril today. In the meeting held at office of the President in Sital Nivas, President Pauril expressed his gratitude towards Japan's support towards Nepal, especially in the area of infrastructures, agriculture and health. According to the President's Secretariat, President Pauril also said to the visiting Japanese delegation that Nepal had suitable environment for investment in sectors such as hydropower, tourism and agriculture. The head of the state urged the Japanese investors to consider investment in Nepal. The Japanese delegation on the occasion drew the attention of the president towards enabling favorable environment for the Japanese companies willing to invest in Nepal. The meeting of the task force formed to finalize the transitional justice-related bill has reached a concluding phase. UML's chief whip Mohis Bortola shared that today's meeting held at the Home Affairs Ministry in Simadarwar concluded to seek ways to bring the previous discussions on a common point. He added that the next meeting, to be held on Thursday, will review the discussions held on transitional justice-related bills so far and prepare a report. Nepali Congress leader and Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak, CPN UML Chief Whip Mohis Bortola, and CPN Mao Center's Deputy General Secretary Janardhan Sharma attended the meeting aimed at finalizing the issue of the transitional justice bill. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has disapproved the name of Krishnamohan Pradhan, which was proposed for the post of Election Commissioner. Issuing a notice, the committee said it rejected the name of Pradhan after he withdrew his candidacy for the post. Four complaints were filed at the Parliamentary Committee against Pradhan, accusing him of sexual harassment against women. Earlier today, Pradhan submitted an application to the committee mentioning withdrawing his candidacy for election commissioner post. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says youths should be diligent for the country and people. Addressing a function organized to mark the 113th birth anniversary of revered poet Siddhi Charan Shrestha today, Prime Minister Oli mentioned that many youths joined revolutions and were ready to become martyrs, drawing inspiration from the songs written by poet Siddhi Charan. The program was organized by Yug Kavi Siddhi Charan Foundation, where Yug Kavi Siddhi Charan Award was presented to Professor Dr. Usha Thakur. Home Affairs Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the Parliamentary Investigation Special Committee on Misappropriation of Cooperative Funds will be a guide to the government. The committee has drawn the attention of the Home Minister to forward the process of promptly arresting those accused of misappropriation of the cooperative funds and to take legal action against them. The Home Minister pledged that the government would implement the committee's directives. The Global Tiger Day has been marked in Nepal today by organizing various programs. According to National Tiger Census 2022, the number of tigers in Nepal has reached 355. As per the census, 128 tigers were recorded in Chitwan National Park, 125 in Bardia National Park, 41 in Parsa National Park, 36 in Sukla Fata National Park, and 25 in Barke National Park. Nepal has achieved the goal of doubling the tiger population by 2022 as per its commitment made in the first Tiger Summit held in 2010 in Rosa, city of St. Petersburg. The bodies of four persons who had been missing since a landslide occurred in Singla village at Dharcher Rural Municipality 5 in Gurkha district have been recovered today. The landslide took place on Sunday. Of the five people reported missing, the body of 27-year-old Ramesh Pariyar from Aruhat Rural Municipality remains unaccounted for. Police personnel continue the search operation for Pariyar. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ramesh Kumar Swester from the district police office stated that the body of 70-year-old Sulal Khansa Gurung was found near his home. Additionally, the bodies of Jit Bahadur Gurung, Kanchi Gurung and Resham Gurung were recovered at 3 p.m. today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now, the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, has pledged to make the Media Council Bill in favor of the press freedom. Addressing a meeting of the National Assembly's Legislation Management Committee held to discuss the Media Council Bill, Communication Minister Gurung called for making the communication sector more disciplined, managed and strengthened. Minister Gurung said the government is in the favor of the controlled democracy to develop Media Council as an independent and autonomous body. Two people have been killed and 28 others injured when a school bus met with an accident in Pokhara today. The bus with number plate GO1KO6219 was carrying students of the LP Deepkota Memorial School based at Pokhara 710. Spokesperson at the District Police Office, Kaski Deputy Superintendent Basanta Kumar Sharma informed that the bus fell 50 meters down from the road when the driver lost control of the bus at Gudku in the inner road. He shared that 33-year-old Arati BK and her son, 6-year-old Prince BK, died in the mishap. Arati was the office assistant at the school. U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson has called on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, at Simadarwa today. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, various issues of Nepal-US relations, including support in the development of the energy sector of Nepal, were discussed. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Incumbent leader Nicolas Maduro has been declared the winner of Sunday's presidential election, but the opposition said they were preparing to dispute the results in Venezuela. They also recorded Elvis Omarosso, president of the CNE Election Authority, as saying leader Maduro secured a third six-year term with 51.2% of the vote. Opposition candidate Edmundo González Urrutia, who had been leading in opposition opinion polls, rather, got 44.2%. Opposition representatives said earlier that tallies they collected from campaign representatives at the center had shown Gonzalez beating Maduro. Israel's Security Cabinet has authorized Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister to decide when and how to retaliate for a deadly rocket attack Israel and the USA was carried out by the Lebanese Shia militia group Hezbollah. According to the BBC, ministers met in emergency session in the wake of the strike on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights on Saturday evening, which killed 12 children and teenagers from the Duje community. Hezbollah has denied responsibility for the attack. It was the deadliest cross-border incident in months of exchanges of fire between the two sides. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are possibilities of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Koshi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government approves list of more than 271,000 poor families in 15 districts. President Ramchandra Pawal urges Japanese investors to invest in Nepal. Transitional justice-related bill reaches concluding phase. And leader Nicolas Maduro declared winner of Venezuela's disputed president's election. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.